Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've already been talking all morning about the weather we've been having, not just the weather that's coming up, the weather we've been having, the warmth, and what you could do outside. I got out there yesterday with my two daughters. Got out to cleaning about two-thirds of our backyard. The other part had some snow on it, so I couldn't actually rake up the leaves. But got a bunch out there, got it all pushed away to the sides because, you know, we had all that snow different times. You couldn't pick it up. And a lot of towns stopped picking up leaves the first week in December, like my town did. It might have been the second week of December, but it was, you know, the beginning of December. So what are you going to do with them? I have a nice little area to place them. I put them right in the corner. Year after year, they've composted and built, gone down, and actually helped some of the woodland area there to keep it going. Another thing you could have been doing, putting them into the garden perennial beds. If you didn't get to finish up some of those, get some of those leaves in there. I have, like I said, I have about a third of the yard left, and the way my mind goes is almost like a circle, if you will, of the lawn with a driveway on one side. Well, kind of in the middle, if you will. And you kind of have to bring them up and around the house to get them into the woods the way we want to. So if you think about it, I've already done the parts closest to the woods. So I, you know, don't want to bring them all the way through and rake them, especially being wet. What am I going to do? I'll probably, if I have some time before this storm, I'm going to try to rake them into the garden beds, get them around your hydrangeas, get them around your roses, get them around those that maybe I didn't get done, or I just want to add a little bit more. Using what's there as your natural mulch is a great way to do it. You know, I did check the forecast a little bit earlier. You know, obviously we're going to get some of that storm today, but towards the end of the week it's going to warm up again. Friday is looking at 48 with some showers here and there. So maybe that snow we get is going to be gone again. That's one of the things that's been crazy so far is every time it snows, we either have some warm weather or it rains afterwards. So it's gone. There's no snow pile up, which that's can be pretty good. Obviously, we do enjoy not having the snow, but now, one of the things it's doing is it's going to, you're going to have some plants that are very confused. The warm weather, then the cold weather, warm weather, then cold weather, snow, then no snow. Plants want that snow around it to insulate it. They want it just to stay consistent with it. So our plants that are out there might be a little shocked in the spring. This is, you know, not your typical, I feel like we say this every year, not your typical winter. I think that's becoming typical, is that it's not your typical winter. plants actually like having the snow, the ones that are planted in the ground, even the ones that are in pots to the side of the house or being, you know, overwintered, want that snow to keep the ground insulated and keep it at that steady temperature. The freeze-thaw effect can affect the plant a little bit. Plant doesn't know what's going on. Obviously, the water, when it melts, is helpful for the plant going forward. But it's just something, you know, we kind of want the snow. I hate to say it. You know, snow just leads to a lot of different things. A lot of, ice, trips and falls, accidents, that type of thing. But we want the snow for our plants. My father always used to say it, this is poor man's fertilizer. We've been getting a lot of it, but hopefully it just sits and stays for us going forward. It doesn't look like this storm is going to stick around the snow for very long, considering the end of the week's going to warm up, and it might be some rain. So just something to think about in the future. If you haven't already, Maybe go online to Natural Alternatives, take a look at their ice melt products. They have a really good CMA product that you can actually use as a pre-treat for the snow that's coming. On a storm like this where it's rainy and ice and snow, if you can get that right as the rain ends into the snow and put it out in the on the driveways or the walkways, that would be ideal. Or you can just clean up and use it afterwards. We're still, it's December 29th. We're looking, we got about 3 months left of winter at least. So let's think about what we can do to help us protect us. You know, we talked about with Victoria last week how much it could cost just to have a slip or fall, you know, because of ice. You know, there was somebody out there, it was over $100,000. Others, you know, average about $20,000. But one of the things that you might not be thinking about is, you know, you might think about the money, because that's what we look at and we say, oh, I don't want to spend that money when it fall. But my mom brought this up to me the other day, and it made a lot of sense. It's not just about the money, it's about the time. Because the time that you're healing and getting better, a lot of times you're usually not at work because of it. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, when we had a flash freeze at my parents' house, my mom was putting the barrels out for the trash and slipped on the ice and broke her back. Now that, you know, gave, I, you know, obviously the bills there, but the time that it took away from her, I mean, we were almost into March before she was really moving around a little bit better. So, you know, and this was in December, I believe. Yeah, it was right around New Year's. It was a couple days before New Year's. It was about 3 months of lost time, and you could have done, you know, could be using something like an ice melt to help protect you. Obviously, my parents' house, it was a flash freeze. The driveway actually looked like it was fine, and she slipped and fell. Obviously, not great. She has a little effect of it now, but she's fine. But it just adds another thought to it, and spending a little bit extra money on a product to just help yourself is not going to just save money. It's going to save time as well later on. So just wanted to add that to last week's conversation because it is so true. You don't think about the time, and if you're not working, it's going to be hard to pay those bills. So just another thought to be doing and why you should protect yourself when it comes to ice with an ice melt. Natural Alternatives creates one with their 100% CMA product plus their own ice melt. So take a look at those for upcoming storms in the season. Definitely something to be looking at to protect yourself. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Now, on the other side of the break, I have some, a couple herbs that you can be using in a shade garden. You know, we think of herbs, we kind of say, all right, well, you know, full sun, let's get them out there and get them going. But I got five plants for you, five herbs that you can be using in a shade garden to get some of those herbs going, but to add something to that shade garden, because we always look at, all right, what can we use in a shade garden? What can we do, etc.? And we'll bring that up on the other side of the break. Again, I have about five herbs that we can be looking at. You can also take a look online for Christmas tree drop-offs. Like I said earlier, they can be used for multiple things. Erosion control, for wildlife, for mulching, for compost. Just some of those things to be doing. Obviously, some areas do bonfires. Think about that. I know up in Salem, Mass, they do at the Salem Willows, they do a big bonfire. So that's a place to be looking at. Just some thoughts of what you can be using going forward with some of your Christmas trees. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I was saying I have a few herbs that you can actually plant in a shade garden. You know, and when I think of herbs or vegetables or anything, kind of just say, they need sun. That's it. They need the most sun I can get them, and they're going to be good. But here are five herbs that you can place in a, plant in a shade garden this year. I'll list them off, then we can go over some of the features. So one of them's parsley. You also have lemon balm, chives, thyme, and mint. So some pretty common ones there that will actually take the shade. You want to, there's a couple things. Let's start off with the parsley. Obviously, it does well in the sun. But when they grow in the shade, they tend to get leggy. So it's one that you're going to have to do a little bit more work to keep them compact for you. Obviously, the different parsleys, there's different flavors, there's different styles. But just something to think about. A parsley could go into the shade, but it might just get a little bit leggy. Add a little bit more work to what you're looking for. The lemon balm. Now, it's a very easy perennial herb that you can grow. You got to keep it trimmed to keep it compact. But it can actually be in full shade or dappled sunlight with some great results. We all know it's has some garnishes and salads, can be in teas, drinks, even has some herbal medicine qualities to it. Chives, those, they'll grow in the shade, but they won't have that, they won't have the blossoms that it has. It'll have a good taste still, won't be an issue. But obviously we can use chives on a lot of dishes that we use. But it's a good plant for pollinators. So if you're looking for a pollinator in like a shade garden, chives, obviously it doesn't get as many flowers, but when it does bloom, it will attract those pollinators. So that might be a good one to have in an area where maybe you don't have as much. We're looking to always promote pollinators in the garden, so this would be a good one to do. Thyme, Again, it might bloom less, but it has that great fragrance, and it will still stay on there. It would need a little bit of dappled sunlight versus full shade, so that might be something to be thinking about. Also, you know, it's needs to be in a more of a drier area. It doesn't need to sit in water, and a lot of times shade has a lot of water sitting. So some drawbacks with these. And finally, the mint. It's a great, you know, growing, it's a quick growing perennial herb. It can grow leggy, looking for some of that light. So it does take a little bit there, but it will fit into the shade garden. Maybe it's something where you plant it in a container and put it in the ground for part of the season and then move it later on in the season or bring it indoors later. So those are five that can work in the shade. A little bit of work to it. You don't get the full effects of it, but they will still produce in the shade, which a lot of times we think of shade, we think of, oh, what can I actually grow there? Well, I know I can grow moss, because moss will grow in shade. I know I can grow weeds, but what else could I do, really? So this is just an idea for you to be looking at what else you could be doing in the shade, because the shade is hard to figure out what, you know, what's going to be the best there. What could we be doing to fill there? And you know, we can talk about that in the coming weeks, of what to be thinking about for that shade garden this year, or what can we be doing in the sun garden as well. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out and do our best to give you the answers you need to be successful. So definitely call us at 855-660-4261. The number one more time is 855-660-4261. Again, we're going to take a break. And we'll get back more of your gardening questions and answers. We'll be right back.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City patrolling Jewish neighborhoods after five people are stabbed in a knife attack at a rabbi's house. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling the attack in Rockland County horrific, but said the NYPD's deployed a visible presence around other Jewish houses of worship in the city since. An American astronaut making history aboard the International Space Station. NASA says Christina Cook of Grand Rapids, Michigan, broke the record yesterday for the longest space flight by a woman. She's been at the ISS for over 289 days in a row now, breaking a record set in the past by American astronaut Peggy Whitson. Here on Earth, a powerful winter storm is dumping heavy snow across the plains, now barreling into the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings posted from Colorado to Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
That looks it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber Custom Defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you can give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We do have some open phone lines, so feel free to give us a call. Now, it was Christmas Eve. I actually had to go into work, but the kids were off, and I wanted to spend a little bit of time with my daughter, Katie, so I brought her into work with me. I got a couple things done, but she got to hang out with me, and I got to hang out with her, which was what I wanted the most, so that was fun. But the reason why I'm telling you about this is it was cool to walk around the greenhouse with her and have her see all the different plants and get excited. She was looking at everything going, oh, look at that, Daddy, look at that, look at that. You know, and I kind of take for granted the fact that I get to work at a greenhouse all the time and see all these things. And, it was pretty cool. We ended up, getting a plant for herself and for her sister. And I wanted to kind of brought her to the area where it was a little easier to deal with some of the plants. So I brought her over to the succulent area, which is becoming ever popular. But it is just, it's pretty cool because of the different looks of all of them and the different styles. So we ended up getting two different styles. We got an echeveria, which kind of looks like a hens and chicks, if you were to look at close to it. It's not, hens and chicks are a little bit tighter, a little bit different leaf, but that's the idea behind it. And then we also got a leather petal, which is more upright, more branching to it. So we brought him home. She was so excited to be giving her little sister a plant or just a gift. It was the idea of the giving her sister something, which I thought was awesome. So we got those home and we have them on a windowsill. And one of the great things about succulents is at this time of year, you don't have to do much to them. You don't have to water them that much. Maybe once every 3 to 4 weeks at this point. In the wintertime, they want to be dormant and don't need as much. Obviously, take a look at if they're going to dry out. But they want this warm temperature and they kind of hold their moisture. They're known for desert, you know, type conditions. So, you know, we brought, like I said, we brought these two home. We have them in a window that doesn't get enough sun. We'll be looking to see if we can get something on our sunny area. But the idea of just my two kids wanting to grow something and see how it grows and see what it does. Obviously, my oldest knows a little bit more. As the youngest is 22 months and wants to play all the time, whereas my 4-year-old is exploring, trying to figure out things and get things, learn how things work. And this is one of them. So it's just really cool to see that in her. And we picked an easy plant to be successful in. And succulents are that. Mixing them together. I mean, I've seen so many different designs of having them together close to really fill up areas. They're just really cool to have. Different colors, different textures, different styles. I mean, there are so many out there. The thing about the ones that we got were a 3-inch pot. So very small. So the pot was small, but the plant was huge for it. They come in many different sizes, but they're becoming very popular in that 2 to 3 inch size. We call them minis. And being able to not pay attention to them for very long. And that's some easy gardening to get you into it, to be successful so that you can move on to the other areas. So I'm pretty excited that she wanted to get something and bring home. I was even more excited, obviously, that she wanted to bring something to her sister. It was just perfect. But getting to spend that time with my daughter at work at the greenhouse was incredible. Just being able to walk around and the amount of questions that she had. What's this Christmas tree like? What does this do? What does this plant do? She knew what a poinsettia was. Wanted to point out those. It was just awesome. Warms your heart real when, family wants to do stuff like that. So just, thinking of succulents, they're just so easy to grow. Some of them, obviously they're looking for a southern light, a more exposure. They like that bright light. You can actually tell by the leaves if they get enough light. If it's way too much sun, that's going to have some scorch on the leaves. If it's, it could also turn brown or white and bleach it out, whereas an underlit succulent will begin to stretch. You'll start to notice the stems are elongated, widely spaced leaves. Now, if you know anything about an echeveria that I was talking about, it's very tight and compact. And that is, if you started to see spacing on that, you would know it wouldn't have enough. Temperatures, like we've talked about, they want it, the temperatures between 70 and 85. Nighttime temperatures down to 50 to 55 max. So they like the heat. They like that desert-like. In the summer, you can water them generously. You want them to dry in between waterings. And then in the winter, like I said, plants go dormant. You don't want to water as much. Again, you never want to let a succulent sit in water. They can easily rot that way. So something to be thinking about. When you're looking to pot them into a nice pot, because there are a lot of container gardens now with succulents in it, you're looking more for a cactus and succulent type soil. It's very well draining soil, has a little bit of sand mixed into it, some perlite mixed into it to really help with the aeration and drainage. They don't have very deep root system. They're more of a shallow root system. So that is something to be looking at when it comes to this. So you don't need a very deep pot. Hence why a lot of times you'll see is the low bowl type containers that these are in. They're not your tree and shrub that's going to go down 18, 24 inches. They're only going to go down a couple inches. So you don't need a lot underneath it. During the summer, you can fertilize as you would with any other plant that's out there, any of your houseplant types. During the winter, again, you will not want to water. You don't want to water as well, but you don't want to fertilize during those winter periods. So, again, we're just talking about succulents and different ones to do and what you can be, how you can be taking care of them. So succulents are definitely something that are easy to deal with, and you don't have to put a lot of effort into it, and with the great success afterwards. So take a look at the different styles. There are, like I said, there are hundreds of different succulents. They come in all sizes. They come in, you know, they'll be big, small. Some will grow tall. Some will stay compact. It's all over the board, so it's definitely something to look at. Now, we talked about it earlier this morning, getting some things taken a look at. Seeds would be a great one. I think I heard Nathan tell me we have a call on the line. Is that true, Nathan?
It's true. Daryl's on the line in Vermont.
All right, Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You were moments ago talking about chives.
Yes.
And most garden shops, you're going to have to correct me here because I haven't been in one in a while, but they have live plants and seeds.
Yes.
And if you get the live plants, you can cut them into about the size of a silver dollar and just kind of plug them in. And they don't have to be too awful close together because they will grow together pretty fast, and pretty soon you'll have a blanket of these chives. And in the spring, late spring, they'll produce a beautiful pink flower and about 100,000 honeybees. Never quite counted all of them, but you go out there and you see a lot of honeybees. And, of course, first thing you think is, we're going to have onion-flavored honey or what? And, but you reach around and you start plucking these little blossoms off, and you take a gallon jug of the dreaded white vinegar. That it's not a very interesting product. You pour off a quart and save it. Don't throw it away. Start pushing these little blossoms into that gallon jug. And you keep pushing them in there until you fill up all that space. And surprisingly, unless you really are, you know, waving your arms around and crazy, the bees won't bother you at all. I've been doing this for decades, and I've never been stung once. But you fill up your jug and put it out on a sunny spot out in the porch somewhere for 3 or 4 days, and that will turn red. And when it finally turns a good red color, you pour off the vinegar, take all the little plant pieces out because they're not going to do you any good in there, and you bottle it maybe in smaller bottles, and that is the best vinegar for a salad that you've ever had. And after they blossom, then you can cut off some of the chives themselves and let them dry. So you'll have, you know, chives to put on your scrambled eggs and put them in also in salads and stuff. It's a pretty useful plant, and you almost can't go wrong with it.
Definitely, and, you know, we were bringing it up and, you know, just to talk about some plants that you can actually put in the shade that you just didn't know you could.
Right.
And it's a pretty good tip with the what to be doing with them. But they are easy to grow, too. That's one of the other bonuses of the chive. They'll kind of just go crazy. They're almost become invasive.
Right. Right. You almost can't kill them.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of the bonuses of it, looking at... it can grow in the shade, needs some sun, and you can't kill it. I mean, that's an easy one for me. I'll do it.
Well, maybe, it's surprising. Of course, depending on what you use for to bottle it, and after you're done, they do make nice little gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And because all your friends are going to line up and say, "Could I get some of that?"
Yeah.
You know, sure. But just a splash on the, you know, when the lettuce is coming up fresh, and you just pick a few leaves, tear them up, throw a little of this vinegar on, and you got a salad.
Well, that's
not too bad a deal.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not too bad of a deal. And we're always looking for healthy stuff and easy stuff. to be making, and that's definitely one of them. So I definitely appreciate that, Daryl.
So let me ask you a question about bagged soil.
Okay.
In like your garden shop, is that in stock now this time of the year?
Of course, we keep ours. We keep our stocks all year, no matter what.
And so you could blend that together to make so you could grow stuff this time of the year.
Definitely.
And you wouldn't have to try to be out there with a jackhammer breaking through the frost.
Not at all.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you much.
All right, Daryl.
Have a good new year.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Call us at 855-660-4261. Except take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got a few hours left in the show to answer your gardening questions. We do have open lines. You can give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, last week I talked a little bit about one of the books I was looking at. It's called Gardening for Birds, Butterflies, and Bees. And we talked about what you can do to help get bees in there. So that's one of them. But one of the things talking about, we talked about in there was planting some native, perennials to bring some of that wildlife in there. And we have a bunch of natives in there. We have asters, black-eyed Susans, brown-eyed Susan, Calliopsis, Liatris, lupin, purple coneflower, sunflowers, and yellow coneflower. Some different ones there. We can go over it a little bit more after, different times of the show today, because I do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Gail is in Illinois.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to ask you, we have near our house, it's a tall, I'll call it a bush type plant. It has small heart-shaped leaves. It's about 15 feet tall, and late June it gets beautiful white flowers on it. I don't know what it is. It's been near the house. The house is about 100 years old, and it seems this plant has been there from the start, from what we've been told. It's near the house, like I said, and we had to have some foundation work done this past fall. They wanted to cut it down, and I managed to keep them away from it. However, they did, dig near it, and they did cut some branches. And what I'm wondering is, what would you suggest as like a fertilizer? What should I give it now in spring, to kind of give it a boost again so that it keeps growing as well as it had been?
Okay. So
what I'd look for you to do is use a product from Espoma called Tree Tone.
Okay.
So Tree Tone is a granular form that will actually help. It has some mycorrhizae in it, which is a beneficial microbe that will actually help it grow and grow a little bit stronger. You'll use it in the spring, at the full rate. And in the fall, you would actually use it at half the rate just to give it something for the winter, to overwinter, that type of thing, too. So it really will get better for you and stay stronger. Okay. Now, as far as the tree, how big are the leaves? Are they really big, or are they just normal size?
Oh, they're small leaves.
Okay.
It's a strange looking. The best thing I could compare it is if you looked at like a stalk, like a bunch of celery, or where it's like straight up like that, and then up at the top are all these kind of mid-sized green leaves. And like I say, end of June, it gets beautiful white flowers. No one can tell, and it's woody bark. No one can tell me what it is. And I've never seen one, a plant like this, again. So I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
And, like I say, we had to have work done on the house, and it was closed. And first thing they wanted to do was cut it down, and I managed to keep them away from it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to keep it going. So.
So I'd definitely be fertilizing it with that, just as a thought of what it could be close to, just based on my thoughts of the tree. When you're saying it's like a clump form and building up that way, it kind of makes me think it would be like a red bud. A lot of times you think of red bud, you think of like a purple flower, but they do have white flowers. Those are an early bloom, though. Another one to be thinking of would be like a linden. Lindens will bloom like that in the early summer with a white flower with a heart-shaped leaf. But I think what you really want to do, fertilize in the spring with Tree Tone. You could also use Protolizer from Natural Alternative. It's a great one to add to the soil with your fertilizer, and I think you'd be successful that way.
All right, thank you.
Alrighty, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.